screw up. And I absolutely put the screw in screw up when I let Blake get me out of my clothes. Trust me, that won't be happening again. But his presence complicates things. Tomorrow, I'm throwing a wedding for 300 people, including 24 famous hockey players. Meanwhile, Blake has spent the past month texting me inappropriate wedding ideas and jokes. And when I hadn't replied, a photo of his hand around his junk. OMG, stop, I'd replied. Anyone could have seen that.
Ha, I knew you were getting these texts.
The man is incorrigible. And now I've run out of things to fuss over and straighten. I'm just hiding here in the private dining room. Damn it. I give my hair a quick toss and wet my lips. Then, with my chin held high, I take a deep breath and step into the bar area. I spot my sister Tammy holding a bottle of champagne, so I home in on her without looking at Blake. But I can sense his presence at the end of the bar. He's a big man with an even bigger personality. Just stepping into the room with him, an awareness of him settles over me, like an itch that needs scratching, like poison ivy. Here, Jesse, Tammy says, handing me a glass of the good stuff. I'm just so impressed with the